22 degrees. Good morning. Coming up on 5:45. And good time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Time for our friend Jason Cantz from jasoncantz.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here we are again.
We are. That's true.
March 9th. So this is the time where a lot of people around here like to do the pure maple syrup. And I'm just kind of checking this forecast where we're going to kind of dip down, get cold, and then by Sunday, like, get back into the 40s. And so need to check with my syrup friends and find out what is. Sometimes they say, oh, that's good weather for syrup. And I'm like, oh, that's not, you know.
So. Yeah, well, I saw somebody was tapping trees. Somebody posted pictures of tapping trees just a couple of days ago. So I know it must be starting.
Yep, this is the month.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I think for me that's maybe one of the early hopeful signs of spring is when folks are getting out and starting to do that. And, you know, it's this time of year when I start reaching a point of refusal when it comes to wearing a coat outside.
Okay.
You know, or I'm like, okay, you know what? It's March now. And even if it dips down below 20, you know, I'm like, nope, I'm not wearing a coat. And then I regret it when I get outside.
Funny you say it because I got a new, like, a station winter coat this year. Okay. It promotes Wibwogo. It's got a cool dimension. I think we got it from Smisky Designs in Chippewa Falls. But you can take out the inside. And so I did that recently. But the thing is, the outside can function as kind of a raincoat with a hood. But right now I'm donning the inside. It's got the liner. But then when it gets cold, I miss the hood, you know? So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It's that weird season of transition, right? I mean, it's the trying to find the right option. Mm-hmm. But sometimes my will overcomes the weather, or at least I think it will. Huh. So.
Hey, let's get back to Colossians today. I think is memory serving me? Are we up to Colossians 2:15 today?
Yes, we are.
Thank you for keeping track.
Yeah, you bet. And so you want me to read the verse? You'll read the letters to the beloved?
Yeah, it's really good stuff today.
Yeah. So Colossians 2:15 in the New Living Translation says, in this way he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross.
And in Letters to the Beloved, Jason Cantz says this about Colossians 2:15, right in his devotional commentary, pay no mind to the accuser's voice. He will try to convince you that you need to do more to get right with me and that I'm disappointed in you. My son destroyed Satan's power to accuse, turning the shame back upon him for suggesting you that you need anything other than Jesus.
I think that notion of Christ scorning shame, you know, it's so often that accuser's voice can get so loud. And I think that idea that that's already been taken care of on the cross, and to remember that, I think, is just so crucial. I know for my own emotional health and spiritual health to remember that.
I saw somebody, I guess, reading that, you and then me. It kind of reminded me something. I saw somebody seemed to get in some hot water yesterday with this post on Facebook, said maybe the best thing to give up for Lent is any notion that giving something up makes God love you more. And that created all sorts of different reactions, I guess. But it's the idea that, you know, getting your head. I played the song from Michael W. Smith yesterday, Never Been Unloved. I mean, that is the daily battle, I think, right? Embracing
Agreed.
God's unconditional love.
Yeah. We always want to set up conditions for it, and he loves us. I think Brennan Manning said, without condition or reservation. And that is the daily battle, I think, certainly for me and for you, and I suspect for many or even most of us.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say, in recognition of Lent and however people might process that, a friend, Rick Bridston, who I think you've had some interaction with on Facebook, said in relation to that particular post, he said, in our Lutheran tradition, Lent was never about giving stuff up. It was about focusing on the cross and repentance and faith. So that's good.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I think that's a good reminder.
All right. Well, maybe 5 minutes is good because any longer, we'd probably get in trouble. So.
we've done that before, so I think you're probably right. Yeah.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Colossians 2:15 today. Well, it looks like inhabitants of the Northeast United States might need some melatonin, chamomile tea, and maybe a CPAP machine, because people in New York, D.C., and Connecticut rank as the most annoying snorers in the country, according to a survey.
Do they just survey everyone's wives?
The surveyors examined 2,000 adults and found 53% of residents in the Northeast snore a bit too loudly for their partners, with some growling and even emitting the terrifying noise of Darth Vader.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the survey also found that sleepers have had their snoring described back to them by their peers. In fact, we even have a top 10 list. The top 10 common sounds that people have reported to express their snoring are...
Do we go
from 10 to 1?
I think 10 to 1, okay. Yeah. 10
yes.
to 1.
All right, so number 10 is drills.
Drills. It sounds like drill. And so... I don't think this is people reporting the sounds of their own snoring. This is probably their spouse saying this is what they sound like. So number 10 is drills. Number 9, a jackhammer. What does jackhammer snoring sound like?
That's rough.
Number 8 is cars. You sound like a car when you snore.
Trucks downshifting on the highway. How about a bumblebee? I'm just picturing Flight of the Bumblebee on a tuba and someone doing that through their nasal passages.
I can see that sort of kind of a buzzing. Number 6 is, your snore sounds like thunder.
Number 5, we've covered this one, Darth Vader. I don't want Star Wars in my sleep.
No. Number 4, snore is, you sound like a train.
Oh, goodness. Number 3, just a roar. It's just a dull roar in my ears.
Number 2, your snoring sounds like a saw.
And number 1, the ways people's spouses have described their partner's snoring, a growl. Sounds like he's just a caged lion all night long.
This is a problem.
Here's the thing, and maybe this is mostly for the ladies right now, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Maybe you want to leave a cabin fever scream as a result of this when you start thinking about what it sounds like when hubby snores. But what does he sound like? What does he sound like, ladies? We want to know, is this actually... real? Is this for real that people sound like a bumblebee or Darth Vader or thunder or cars or a jackhammer, drills or a train or a roar, a saw or a growl? I would love to know.
Yes, let us know. 396-1670, WWIB.
Well, speaking of weather and the effects thereof.
Hi, I'm Caleb from Altoona, and this is my cabin fever scream.
Warning, cabin fever detected.
Well done, Caleb from Altoona. First, great job having that name, but second, great job with your cabin fever scream. I think somebody on our WIB listener line might have a little bit of a sickness.
Yeah, this is Richard Bryans, and I just heard Caleb encouraging the cabin fever scream, so here it is. Ah! Wait a minute, I just saw the price of gas! Take care!
Warning, cabin fever detected.
Well, every house has one, or maybe more, the junk drawer.
It's just one of those things that always pops up in Charlie Barron's videos because it's so relatable. Everybody has a junk drawer.
Yes. What's something that every junk drawer must have in order to be considered a junk drawer? We've got some suggestions for you.
Yes, indeed.
Starting off with random chargers. What's that too? No one knows, but
you
save
might need it.
Just in case you might need it.
Yeah, at some point. Keys for unknown locks. You don't know if this unlocks something in your grandfather's attic or the garage or a home you used to own, but you gotta save it.
Over the years, that's the case on a keychain too. It's like, why do I have this key? Every junk drawer has to have a screw that looks too important to throw out, but you have no idea where it came from.
But if something starts tottering, it might be from that screw. Things every junk drawer in a Midwestern home must have, an assortment of not double, but single batteries.
Aha!
I mean, you need at least 2 AA's, 2 AAA's, 2 D cells, C cells, whatever it is, but you've just got one of each of those, but just in case.
Things every junk drawer must have, cleaning cloths that come with every new pair of sunglasses.
Yes, yes. Heaven forbid that you store them. Things every junk drawer must have here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Two more, actually just one more here. How about a random assortment of birthday candles? Because if you're just short and the birthday kid is turning 8 and you only have 7, that doesn't make you a good parent or grandparent. Right?
You never know what you're going to find in the junk drawer.
Yes.
Well, we're all about records on this show, and especially if someone from the great state of Wisconsin does it, and guess what? And family's involved. And a group of four siblings is breaking a Guinness World Record. Yes, from southeastern Wisconsin, Greenfield. The siblings, Caleb, have a combined age of more than 383 years, earning them the record for the highest combined age of four siblings. Who knew?
Wow.
Yeah. They range in age from 100 to 93 years old. Gary Bulger telling WITI-TV that they all ended up very healthy and says she can't wait to be in Guinness's next Book of World Records.
Very cool.
Yeah. Also today, March the 9th, this is the anniversary of the day that the first Barbie doll was launched. This is what their first TV ad sounded like.
Barbie, you're beautiful. You make me feel my Barbie doll is really real.
Really real. Well, there you go. Wow. That was the ad. According to Mattel, her full name was Barbie Millicent Roberts from, guess what, Willows, Wisconsin. They made that up.
Man.
The first Barbie doll sold for
$3. It's a little hard to find them for that price these days.
It is. Yeah. So. A lot of success, though, for Mattel. Wow.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and again, there's all the spinoffs with, I'm trying to remember, but of course, Barbie and Ken, but then there's... I don't know, what have I bought for my sisters and children? There's Skipper, I think, and...
My sister said, like, there was the Barbie plane, and there was the camper. I mean, just all of the offshoots.
Well, and sometimes when some of my sisters were young, I'd have the 12-inch G.I. Joes, and they were around the same size as the Barbies.
Sure.
So sometimes, you know, they would play together, the Barbies and the G.I. Joes, and the G.I. Joes would kind of defend the camp, and the Barbies, especially when my sister had the Easy Bake Oven, it'd be like, well, the food that was for the Barbies and the G.I. Joes actually the brothers and sisters ate. So, well, there you go. A celebration of Barbie, I guess.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Remember, please discard all candy wrappers and popcorn containers in the nearest trash receptacle. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. Are they all gone? Is everybody gone? Huh? Good. Oh my gosh, my cheeks are killing me. I can't keep smiling like this anymore. I am exhausted. I think I need a break. A little break? Okay.
103.7 WWID. That is Crowder, Night Like This. Before that, Christ in Me by Jeremy Camp. We have a reality show star in studio right now. Okay, not that reality show. Lexi Majors, welcome, our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops.
Hi, thank you.
Now, you know our own Michelle from Mid-Mornings, go to church together, and you became friends, and you were telling me off the air that you were like, what, you work in radio? That's cool.
Yeah, I've always had an interest in radio, and honestly, that was my favorite part of the reality series was the radio interviews.
Now, you're on season 2 of My Giant Life, so tell us how you got cast in that.
It's actually very creepy. I just got a call out of thin air, and they asked, is this Lexi Majors? And, well, at the time, Chris. I said, yes, who is this? And they told me we're the producers of My Giant Life from TLC. Would you want to be on our show? And I did not believe it at all. It was very...
Thought it was a prank call or something?
Exactly. And I asked them, like, how did you get all this information? I don't understand. And they're just like, oh, we have people for this.
We're in big with the NSA.
Yeah. It was a bit creepy, but I went with it and it turned out to be completely true.
Now, again, My Giant Life is based on folks who have a lot more height than the average, right? Because you are 6'6".
Yes.
6'6".
And just ladies. No.
Just ladies. Yep. And again, I don't know what percentile
large
that puts
ladies.
You in, but yeah, so 6'6". So, I mean, what you're on for a season 2 on TLC, and did it follow you all throughout, or I believe you were married in one episode as well, too. So what all was it comprising?
So it was the span of about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think there was a total of 8 or 10 episodes. I can't remember. It was, I think, 5 years ago now, but I was on probably 5 or 6 of them.
Wow.
So not every single episode, but I wasn't the most exciting. But in my opinion, I was the most normal.
Well, we're excited to have you here. I mean, and again, you are married, you have two young children, and your husband is in the service and he is currently deployed.
Mm-hmm. He is. Yes, he's in Egypt right now.
So what's that like? Because your young ones are 3 and 1, you told me. And so you have some childcare this morning, too. But I mean, again, maybe it's appropriate that we're playing Survivor right now, the theme, too. I mean, it's not easy being effectively a single mom.
No, it's not. It was very spur of the moment that I had childcare for this. Otherwise, you'd hear the screaming in the background.
Yes. We'd welcome it.
It's definitely, I'm very lucky to not be a single mom my entire life. I can't imagine. It definitely puts a new perspective on everyone who's pushing through being a single mom, and I have a complete new respect for all of them.
And again, I mean, as a military spouse too, I mean, not only normal, I mean, quote unquote, normal deployments when your husband is gone for long periods of time, but also because of COVID, it's really complicated things and the family dynamics. I mean, you and he, I know, have had a lot of weight mentally, emotionally through all of this.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not like a movie.
Yeah.
It definitely takes a toll on a marriage. And we actually went to a Focus on the Family marriage retreat before he went, just to really get recentered in Christ before he left. So I feel like that's really kept us grounded through this whole thing.
Yeah. And finally, we're talking with Lexi Majors here on the Wib Wake Up Show. We'd love your pledges at 715-396-1670. 6'6", and she's going to be shooting on our little Tykes hoop in studio. So do you have any basketball or volleyball background? I know people probably always ask you that. So the Manhattan Jaspers, tell me about that.
So, yeah, I played volleyball and basketball all through high school. Well, basketball not until my junior year of high school. I had no natural ability.
Sure.
I had to work very hard.
People said, oh, you're tall. Get out there and do this. And it's not that easy.
They just kind of threw a ball at me and expected me to do something with it, but I didn't. I just cried instead.
Yes.
But no, I eventually took like a sponge and was able to absorb a lot. And I ended up getting my first scholarship to a junior college because I needed a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then I transferred to a Division I in New York.
Wow.
At Manhattan College.
Wow. So, man, we've got a Division I college athlete and a reality show star. Who doesn't want a pledge for that? 715-396-1670 for Lexi Majors, 715-396-1670. And I would say as well, too, my goodness, if you have a family member in the military, if you know what it's like to be a military parent or spouse or sibling, pledge as well. And it all supports Hope and Hoops' 20 Christ-centered programs here in WWIB. It's our fundraiser. We're giving away 2 Mycon Cinemas movie tickets. And again, finally here, Lexi, before we give you a chance to warm up a little bit, you're familiarity with WWIB. So as you came into this area, how has the station, if we can ask, been a part of your life? Has there been a positive impact from this ministry on you and your family?
Oh, definitely. My girls, I'm really trying hard to keep good music, like nice music, let's call it.
Yeah.
In there, you know, compared to the music that's out there right now.
Sure.
I'm trying to keep them sheltered in a God bubble, let's call it.
Positive things for the little ears.
Yes. Because it's insane today.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a radio station full of positivity and good vibes and just...
I mean, and you never really realize some of the music I know that I listened to growing up too. You never really realize sometimes what's in it, what's in those lyrics until your 4-year-old starts singing it back to you. Mm. And then you realize maybe I need something a little bit different.
When she sings back the Christian songs, it makes me cry.
Yes. I know.
Instead of makes me angry.
I know. Yes. It's such a blessing. And as your kids get older and they're teens and you hear them singing some of the great music with lyrics you can trust, you go, that. Yeah, I've said before, like, the best discipleship thing I ever did was just putting WWIB on, you know, and just let it do its work.
It's 8:51, 22 degrees. We are getting your pledges here for Hope and Hoop, 715-396-1670. Lexi Majors, Division I college athlete, reality show star from My Giant Life Season 2 on TLC, is joining us, and she's warming up. Let's get your feelings real quick here, Lexi, as we're soliciting pledges. Thank you, Jackie from Eau Claire, for pledging at 396-1670. What are your thoughts on a little Tykes hoop? Because this is not, I mean, tell people, this is not as easy as it might sound when we say, oh, it's a kid's hoop. It's not easy.
It's not. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little sweaty. I'm a little nervous.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a little tyke's toop. And let's be honest, I've never been a little tyke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Hopefully I don't disappoint you guys.
You don't at all. We're so glad to have you. And we just got a pledge here for $15 per shot made.
Woo!
Love that. All of this for WIB Incorporated. Again, everything from Adventures in Odyssey to Greg Laurie to Johnny Erickson Tata to Unshackled. That's what your gift support. And don't forget, we're giving away 2 Mycon Cinemas movie passes as a thank you to one of our pledgers this morning for Lexi Majors. And also, we're putting everybody who pledges all throughout the week into that drawing for a big family of up to 8 people, pizza, popcorn, and movie party at Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. So that's pretty cool as well. And one final time here, too, I want to see if we can rally some of our military community as well, because maybe we didn't touch on this, if we can, what your husband does. So he's deployed to Egypt right now. Again, with COVID, he was really separated from you guys a lot, too, because of some of those military protocols, Lindsay. And we'd love folks who have military connections to pledge for you as well, because he does something that, again, we're coveting everybody's prayers, because he does something that's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is currently a captain, and he is an EOD tech, which means explosive ordnance disposal. So he deactivates active bombs.
Wow. And again, I mean, that's something that I would think that, again, as his wife, that there needs to be so much prayer for peace in your heart as well, too, because when he's gone, it is very active and dangerous duty that he does. And so we're asking everyone to join in prayer as well for your family and for his safe return, but also I think for the Lord's peace to overwhelm your heart as well while he's gone.
Absolutely. It would be greatly appreciated. It's not the most fun thing to think about.
Yeah. And we are thinking about pledges here. Our buddy Frank Jury, $20 per make for Lexi. He says $10 per miss, too. So he's going to make sure the ministry benefits either way.
Oh, my gosh. Bless his heart.
Thank you so much, Frank. So, again, if you've been a military spouse, military parent, military sibling, maybe you'd like to pledge for Lexi this morning. If you ever watch reality shows because she was on My Giant Life on TLC, you could pledge as well. 715-396-1670. So we'll give you one final what do I got here, about 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes to call 723-2555 or text in your pledge at 715-396-1670. Then 6'6" Lexi Majors is shooting on our little tyke's hoop. That's coming up next. Who would love to have your pledges for Lexi for Hope in Hoops? 715-396-1670. You can get a last second pledge in. You also can go to wib.com/hope. We'll count that toward the drawing for the Mycon movie passes as well. But it's time. It's time. And Lexi, how you feeling?
My heart's beating really fast, but I believe.
6'6" Lexi Majors on our little tyke's hoop whenever you're ready. The goal is to beat 99-year-old Mabel Louise.
All right.
First one on the way, just off to the left. Second shot, splashed it straight on, straight in for the 6'6" forward, we'll say. Off the backboard and good for the third. Fourth shot on the way, splashed it. Wow, going for 4 for 5. Last shot on the way, just rimmed out, robbed. 3 for 5. We'll get a little post-game reaction here from Lexi at the mic. 60% shooting percentage is really solid. What can you tell people?
You're not first, you're last.
I'm just kidding. You can tell that she was a D1 athlete, right?
I'm just kidding. No,
you really got in a rhythm there, though.
That's what it is. It's kind of like shooting a free throw. And like I was telling you before, that was like the one thing I was good at from the beginning, because there's no one guarding you.
Yes.
It's just all you. It's all mental. And once you get the right form, it just goes right in.
Well, Lexi, you are our tallest shooter so far this year. Thank you so much for supporting Hope and Hoops.